Well, ladies and gentlemen of Audio Boo, if you haven't heard the news via Twitter, you're going to hear it now. Phil has won the Startups project that was being run by Seedups, who are an island-based crowdsourcing company for entrepreneurs and investors to find each other. It's been an intensive voting schedule over the last few weeks. Phil at South by Southwest, for anybody who's not up on the story, went to the conference space, the exhibition space that they have at South by. So South by Southwest takes place in Austin, Texas, once a year. It's a technology festival, runs alongside a pre-established festival for the music industry, and South by Southwest Interactive kind of incorporates all the technology gadgets and gizmos and influences. Lots of talks going on about what's happening next in the tech world. So alongside that, there's an exhibition, and Phil was interviewed very quickly on the Seedups exhibition stand. They're looking for short pitches to then compete against each other on the website over the coming months to win €5,000. So Phil made his pitch, and on his return he has been asking people to vote, like on Facebook, retweet for Twitter accounts, and of course hit the green button to vote for his project to win the €5,000. And he did it. So the PCM Projects team, of which Phil is now a very welcome and endeared part of the collaboration team, has got a little bit of startup money to really put some infrastructure into the drive and passion that already carries him through the projects since they exist. We do have a bit of a laugh, really, that there's a term called bootstrap business or bootstrap startups, where, you know, you're pulling it up from your bootstraps. It's absolute minimal funding. Whereas we tend to go for the lighter option of that, which we affectionately called shoelacing. It's growing organically up from the ground. So what started as the range of kit that Phil had when he was video blogging and making his gravity shows, sort of, you know, four or five years ago, I think, you know, there's quite a history there, and then did come to the point where the quality of what he was able to do over ASDL and the internet that was available to him at the time just couldn't let him progress any further. And MediaCamp and the fibre connection that we've got at Lace Market House has allowed him to explore the HD potential, and then he's introduced the green screen. We've got the different interviewing areas, so there's a nice informal sofa, so where we can do sort of magazine type shows, and then we've got the podium where we can sort of presentation style, you know, behind desk podium kind of interviews, and that of course has the green screen as well. So it's a great little setup, and it's something that we really want people to embrace. And this is a thing about collaboration, which is what PCM Projects is all about. Everybody has to come to a collaboration freely, and also they have to be very open about what they have to offer. And it might not be very much, it might be just loads, but the skill that you do offer is fundamental to the cogs and gears in the collaboration itself. Hugely overused word, collaboration, and a hugely under practiced technique, and I'm just so glad that Phil Campbell, Dan Rose, James Random, and I'm so sorry, Alex, that I don't know your last name, but Alex has been part of the team as well. And just as I thank Daniel Rose, the car pulls up and I have a lift for the rest of my journey home. So that's it.